that's all that matters to me. Simple things, yeah, baby. This old world, it'll swallow you.
Welcome back. In the Zone, live from Mobile, Alabama, courtesy of our friends at First Security. Justin Acri here, and back in the Fury Electric studio, we've got the Pigskin Preacher, of course, Wally Hall. I assume Matthew Huff is in the house now.
Oh, yeah.
How are you, man?
Doing good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good, good. We're going to talk about Matthew's performance. He is going to be, is it tonight or tomorrow?
Saturday night. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. All right, very good. Also joined by the athletic director right now from Arkansas State University, Terry Mahajer, who... been talking to a lot because you've been awfully busy lately.
Yes.
But appreciate you making some time for us. I know you guys have been running around this morning. Got the official picture out. We put it up on Twitter this morning of you all receiving the championship trophy. Congratulations. It's been a great three-year run for the program.
It has. It's been phenomenal. So thanks for having us on the Zone today, man.
You bet. You bet. So the last time we talked to you, you were talking about how hiring coaches is not a what did you say? It's an art.
It's not a science. It's an art. It's not a science. Absolutely. Anybody that thinks it's a science, I don't think they've ever done a search before, because so, there's no stats or anything you can look at. It's a feel. Sometimes you get it right. Sometimes you get, you know, I think we've got it right.
I'd say
But, yeah, no, it's about a it's about the presence. It's about – now, there is a little bit. You look at the numbers, their background, all that kind of, especially when you're hiring a coordinator. But, obviously – Blake's numbers stand out. 3 years, last 3 years, he's averaged over 6 yards his offense, and he runs the offense. You know, and that was one of the things that we talked to, I talked to Coach Fedora about, and he says I may go in the offensive staff room maybe once, twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he goes, he runs the offense, man. So, and we also got his offensive, his right hand guy from North Carolina, was offered a big contract to stay at North Carolina, and decided to come to Arkansas State.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's real cool. So. He's assembled his staff. He's in Jonesboro right now, assembling his staff. And in the meantime, we're here to win this game. And Coach Thompson's got the reins. And all the coaches here, there's 6 coaches going to Boise. And they're all here. And they're coaching like they're here for 3 years.
That's good.
It's been fantastic. So
well, that's good to hear. And I know folks are excited. We've seen a lot of ASU fans down here. This is kind of the renaissance has really embraced y'all. I mean, it's been Red Wolf.
Yeah,
from start to finish since we got in the door.
Yeah. I think we're going to start paying taxes here.
I was going to say,
Alabama.
Well, we've got the Jonesboro campus. We've got ASU BB. I was thinking maybe ASU Mobile.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I don't know if
they would be open to that. But you guys have sort of made this your home away from home. And, and you look at what happened last year and the coaching change and how, you know, you guys come down and beat an extremely good Kent State team. You're playing a really good Ball State team this year.
Really good.
We were just talking to Adam, and you look at the numbers. I mean, everybody's anticipating kind of a shootout.
Well,
Sunday.
You know, and their coach is here, and he's not going anywhere, and they are a well-coached. I mean, I watched them play with Northern Illinois. They fumble, you know, that fumble cost them probably the MAC championship.
Mm-hmm.
And their quarterback was I think he was only recruited by Ball State, and he might be, from everybody saying that he might be an NFL guy. So, yeah, they're really good, and they've never won a bowl game. So they want to win this game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope that our guys are ready, and I think they are.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's not the most high-profile game, but I think as far as entertainment value goes, this is going to be about as good a game as we're going to see in the playoffs.
And it's the only game on. So that's what's great. I mean, even, you know, some of these other games, Independence Bowl and all those, you know, they're competing with other games. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the only game on.
Yes, the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers are the warm-up.
Yeah.
Your game, which is odd because there's not going to be anything warm about that game at all.
We're the varsity.
That's it. They are. They're the JV, so that'll be nice. 8 o'clock is the kick, and we're going to be over at Ladd People's Stadium. And I know your players are excited to be back here and talking to a couple of those guys. They're thrilled to be back, and I know especially the senior class, they want to go out the right way with a big win.
Yeah, no, they are great. I mean, this senior class, I mean, I don't think people realize the state of Arkansas, the citizens of Arkansas, you know, they've had 4 coaches in 5 years. Senior class will have 5 coaches in 5 years. Unbelievable. We use this as a teaching moment, talk about change and adapting. You know, I've talked to our students. I said, you know what? You don't know it now, but in 5 years, after your professional football or your football career is over or whatever, you're going to go in the business world and you're going to say, you know what? I can adapt to anything, man.
Mm-hmm.
I've had different people, different bosses for 5 years. This is going to be a great opportunity. I had 4 myself at Arkansas, well, when I was in college. So I know, and I didn't know it until later. You're not going to adapt to any coach.
Yeah.
Well, or any place. So
you're the perfect AD then for the situation.
Yeah.
It is basketball season as well. I know we're squarely focused on the game Sunday,
yeah.
But I know you're excited about the potential for the basketball program this year.
I think I know Coach Brady is he's been very vocal about
everything.
The team. Yeah, about the team and the chemistry. But you know, he's got some scorers now. He's got some team score. I know he's trying to get it and get it going, and I know he will. He's a really good coach. We're very proud of him and his program, and he's, you know, just getting, you know, had a lot of new guys this year. So I think he's still working on some of that, but we have high expectations for every one of our programs. We don't want to just exist.
Yeah,
we have high expectations, I can tell you that.
Well, it's a good time to be a Red Wolf fan, without a doubt. Terry Mahajer joining us here from the Renaissance Hotel in Mobile, Alabama.
Justin, I got a pressing question for Terry. He's obviously become Arkansas's version of Winston Wolfe, the fixer. He fixes problems. Has he considered going to work for the Obama administration, like helping the health care launch and all this? Because he could fix it.
Well, when he did he say the Wolf?
The Wolf.
Winston Wolf.
Yeah, I was just saying, are you kidding me? We talk about that all the time in our office.
He thinks fast. He talks fast.
Yes,
if you want to get out of this,
yes.
You better act fast.
Okay? Better
act so pretty please with sugar on top. Get me a new head coach.
Yes. And I use the other language.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
I mean,
that's people
good
that
the,
know, yes.
Yeah, the FCC
so, well,
doesn't approve.
That might be one of the greatest compliments I've ever had, so thank you.
That's nice. Look at that. Pigskin going off the board and hitting a home run. Very nice right there. That's good. That's hilarious.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, good job, Paul. I know you were thinking it. So what are your responsibilities as athletic director between now and kickoff?
Well, you know what? I make sure everybody's good. We got a lot of, like, we got a function we got to go to in about 5 minutes. We've got functions tonight, during the day. Tomorrow night we've got the parade. And just, you know, just a lot of glad hat and making sure everybody's happy, taking care of your constituents, your donors, your fans, making sure the players are okay, making sure nothing happens. Got 113 guys down here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think everything's smooth. I think the coaches have done an outstanding job with this transition, making sure everybody is on target and, you know, not throwing a grenade in the locker room, you know what I say?
Yeah,
that's what I always talk about. Don't throw a grenade in the locker room and upset anything.
That's right. So,
I'm curt with you, because time is a factor. I think fast, I talk fast, and I need you guys to act fast if you want to get out of this. So, pretty please, with sugar on top, clean the f***ing car.
And by the way, Pigskin, I'll give you a trivia question.
Yes.
How does Terry Mahajer drink his coffee?
Lots of cream, lots of sugar.
Boom.
Yeah.
Home run. Very
good.
That's
the only thing I do. I'm black.
Okay.
Lots of cream, lots of sugar. Yes, I love it.
This is a true story. I never thought it was very manly to drink your coffee other than black.
Yes.
And then I saw that Winston Wolfe did it that way, and it became instantly okay. So now that's how I drink mine.
Yeah. Well, when I was a young football coach, I actually said, I'm going to go get some coffee. Can I get you some coffee? The coach looked at me. He says, son, I'm Cuban. I don't drink coffee.
American
cream.
Coffee.
Yeah. I don't drink coffee with cream and sugar.
Okay.
So ever since then, I stopped drinking. You know, I didn't put anything in there. So
there you go. All right.
So,
well, if you want to make coach happy, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it. Good luck this week, and congratulations on all your success. And, boy, you've done it very deftly. It's very impressive.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it. I think it's the first time we've ever had a Little Rock station here.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you the buzz, the zone for being here. You and Pat, and I know he's not on yet, but
he's
around. So we really appreciate it, and thank you very much. And if we need to do anything else, let us know.
I'll make you a deal.
Yeah.
You keep going to bowl games, we'll keep showing up.
Oh, hey. Well, that's a great deal.
All right.
Great deal.
Looks like you got the hard part.
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate it. All right.
Take care. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate
you.
All
right.
All right.